With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Despite a smear campaign by left-wing media, Bernie Moreno, the winner of the GOP nomination for Senate in Ohio. He was endorsed by former President Trump, Senator J.D. Vance, and Representative Jim Jordan. He will now face incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown in November. The top generals who oversaw the botched withdrawal of Afghanistan say there was a lack of coordination and execution prep by the Biden White House in 2021. At a House hearing Tuesday, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, and former Central Command Commander General Kenneth McKenzie agreed, in their words, the planning was far too little, far too late. 13 American service members were killed in a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is calling on the U.S. government to offer Ukraine interest-free loans. Bob Agnew reports.
Graham calls his proposal a new way of doing business when it comes to doling out foreign aid. In a meeting with President Vladimir Zelensky, Graham predicted structuring the aid as a loan may get the proposal over the finish line with budget-conscious lawmakers back in Washington. Graham is also in favor of a proposal to use frozen Russian assets to help Ukraine stave off Moscow's invasion. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Idaho residents will not have to pay for procedures for those who claim to be the opposite sex.
Idaho lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill that would ban the use of any public funds for transgender treatments, including for state employees using work health insurance and for adults covered by Medicaid. The legislation already has passed the House and only needs to clear the Senate this week before being sent to Governor Brad Little's desk, where it would likely be signed into law. The Republican governor has said repeatedly that he does not believe public funds should be used for transgender treatments. Keith Peters reporting.
This is SRN News. America's pastors are feeling a bit better these days.
A new poll released by the Barna Group finds that the spirits of clergymen are rising after crashing in the aftermath of the pandemic. 51% of Protestant pastors now say they feel more confident of their calling than when they first entered the ministry. That's up from 35% 2 years ago. 59% now say they feel very satisfied being a clergyman, compared to 52% who said so back in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been 10 years since the shocking kidnapping of hundreds of Christian schoolgirls by Islamic terrorists in Nigeria sparked outrage around the world. The problems in that African country have not been resolved. Earlier this month, Muslim radicals kidnapped more than 600 people in several locations. Christians were the target and have been for nearly 20 years in Nigeria. This is SRN News. The markets reached new heights today.
Wall Street notched another record high as traders wait to hear what the Federal Reserve will do with interest rates. The S&P 500 shook off an early loss and closed 0.6% higher Tuesday. The Dow rose 320 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Both the Dow and the Nasdaq closed slightly below their own record highs. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market ahead of the Fed's announcement on Wednesday about where it sees interest rates going for the rest of the year. Traders hope that the Fed will say again that it expects to see three interest rate cuts in 2024. Japan's central bank raised its benchmark interest rate for the first time since 2007. Seth Sutel, New York.
Unilever, the company that makes Ben & Jerry's ice cream, Dove soap, and Vaseline, cutting 7,500 jobs and spinning off the ice cream business. More details at srnnews.com.